when I die, and it won't be long. Hey, you're gonna be sorry that you treated me wrong. Yeah, you're gonna be sorry that you treated me bad. Hey, and if there's an afterlife, I'll gloat and I'll be glad.
45 years after the release of his first album, Loudon Wainwright III still has the power to make listeners cry tears of laughter and sadness all in the same evening. With just his acoustic guitar, his voice, his easy charm, his sharp wit and poetry, Loudon Wainwright III takes us from dead skunks and skinny dipping to divorce and the death of parents. He will perform this Sunday afternoon to close out the summer hoot just before the hoot finale at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York. Loudon Wainwright was funny and open on the telephone as well, commenting on why getting older is a recurring theme in his songs.
You know, it's a kind of shocking but interesting process, growing older, and it's something that, you know, observing myself change in the mirror has always interested me, I suppose. So I've written about it. That's my rule of thumb, if you will. If it interests or amuses or shocks or annoys or infuriates me or moves me in any way, then it's something that I could write a song about. And that's been my modus operandi, or whatever you want to say, throughout this 45-year career.
Princess Grace, no monarchy was bequeathed to we, but I'm hoping that we'll find our place.
But does getting older truly bring wisdom, as we have all been led to believe?
I don't know about wisdom. Resignation. You'd like to think that after being around for a while, you've learned not to make some of the same mistakes, but I seem to be continuing to make mistakes, but some of them are new, so that's encouraging, I guess.
The world is certainly a different place since Loudon Wainwright released his first album 45 years ago, but have audiences changed? He's never been one to shy away from just about any topic, but can audiences today still laugh at his mid-70s song of gay love, The Hardy Boys at the Y, or is it now off-limits?
They strolled around the locker room, taking in the sights. They mounted scales and weighed themselves. Out of habit, they checked their heights. Together, they squeezed blackheads underneath fluorescent lights. Then Frank performed a modern dance in Joe's bikini tights, bikini tights.
I don't feel like I'm restrained. Sometimes I'll look out there and see fresh young faces. I don't feel constrained, though, by... I'm aware of this political correctness thing, but the last record I made, which was a record called I Haven't Got the Blues Yet, I wrote a song about the issue of guns called I'll Be Killing You for Christmas, which kind of pushes the envelope. I still enjoy doing that and consider it part of my job description. To make people a little uncomfortable can be a good thing.
I'll be killing you this Christmas. 'Tis the season you must die. No, there's no way that you'll miss this. A bushmaster's on my wish list. My right to bear arms you cannot deny.
Loudon Wainwright III will be featured in a book expected out this fall on Cafe Lena, the venerable folk music coffee house still operating in Saratoga Springs, a place he once called home.
I went there probably around 1969. I had just met Kate McGarrigle, who I was later to marry and have two kids with. And she suggested that we we set up camp in Saratoga Springs, the main reason being the Cafe Lena, which was a legendary folk music coffee house begun by the late Lena Spencer. And it was kind of a hub. You know, it was almost equidistant between Montreal, New York, and Boston. So a lot of singers and songwriters and guitar players and fiddle players, and, you know, came through the cafe. We actually lived in Saratoga. It was a great place. Lena was a great spirit, and it was fun, and we were young and crazy. And I wrote a lot of songs there, actually, as it turns out.
And if you can't make it to the Summer Hoot this Sunday, you will be able to catch Loudon Wainwright III on Friday evening, October the 2nd in Albany at The Egg, where he will perform Surviving Twin.
Surviving Twin is an 80-minute theatrical piece. It consists of my songs and combining and connecting them with the writing of my father, who was a very well-known journalist who wrote for Life magazine in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He had a column in the magazine called The View from Here. His name was Loudon Wainwright Jr., although he wrote under the byline of Loudon Wainwright. I've been performing Surviving Twin on and off now in special situations for about 3 years. I just did it four performances of it in New York City, and that we'll be doing it out in Los Angeles and up in Albany, actually. It's a great opportunity. My father died in 1988, but I think of it as a kind of posthumous collaboration where he and I, again, connect our work. And I think people like the show. I certainly love doing it.
As for the near future, more songwriting and perhaps another album. Loudon Wainwright III will perform this Sunday at the Hoot Festival at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York, and will perform his work, Surviving Twin, at The Egg in Albany, Friday evening, October 2nd.
At times I feel like a two-time coming, won't you be my Nefertiti tonight? Hey, stock up on them tanner leaves, because the mummy's got to see the light. Smith.